physical examination is a continuation from 0106-026. Most of the findings are the same from previous visit, except the SI joint examination was done. Both the SI joints are non-tender, and the Faber test is negative bilaterally. Gonsolin test is negative bilaterally. The standing flexion test was negative. Iliac compression test was negative, and distraction test was negative. In the lumbar spine, the Brudzinski-Kernick test was positive. Straight leg raising test was positive at 35 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test was positive. Breger test was negative. Kemp test was positive. Thoracic spine, the Roos test, slump test was negative. And in the cervical spine, the Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test are all negative. Distraction test, Soto-Hall test was negative. The range of motion of the cervical spine was normal at forward flexion 60, extension 60. Bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation at 80. In the lumbar spine, the forward flexion was 50, extension 15, bilateral side flexion 20, and bilateral rotation was 20. The rest of the inspection palpation and was normal. There was no paravertebral muscle spasm or any other muscle spasm. No tenderness of the SI joint or any other spine was noticed. Thank you. Can you please modify this? Plan is to continue medications, which is Mobix 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Orotrym 50 milligram PRN for pain, Elavil for sleep 50 milligram at night, Neurontin 600 milligram four times a day for the neuropathy pain. 120 tablets are provided. So patient has been advised about considering lumbar epidural and cervical epidural. Also, the knee examination did not reveal any major findings. All the findings were negative. The range of motion of the knees bilaterally was normal at 135 degrees. There was no tenderness of ligaments, collateral ligaments. Motor power was completely normal. No scar, arrhythmia, effusion was noticed. The whole right leg didn't appear to be weak motor in a motor power way. Motor power is still 5x5. There was no valgus varus abnormality. In the knee examination, anterior drawer, posterior drawer was negative. McMurray Steinman was negative. Patellar apprehension was negative. There is a possibility of meniscus tear and hence a MRI for the knees, both sides, without contrast has been ordered. In addition, I have ordered a EMG nerve conduction test for both lower extremities. Since the patient has a continuous complaint of burning and in the legs and numbness and tingling. Once these reports are available, then we'll go further. The patient has been provided with the ACE bandage, 4 inches times two, and knee brace, right and left. Other than this, the patient was stable. He'll be seen in 15 days time, and we'll go over with all the issues with him. His physical therapy was ordered 2 times a day for the neck and the lower back and both knees at this time, with traction massage, laser machine, chiropractic treatment. His disability allows him to continue working 6 to 8 hours a day for 5 days and 0 pound lifting limit. Thank you.